In peace fire ministry, one of the most important dangers we learn to recognize is strange fire. Strange fire happens when a person tries to pursue something that sounds spiritual, biblical, or righteous, but does it through the wrong spirit, the wrong method, or the wrong kind of power. A person may say, "I just want truth." But truth, spoken with cruelty, can become strange fire. A person may say, "I just want justice." But justice pursued through revenge can become strange fire. A person may say, "I just want reconciliation," but reconciliation pushed through pressure, guilt, control, or unsafe access can become strange fire. This is especially important for Peace Fire Coach ministers. A minister may have a good desire to help. A minister may want a family restored, a church conflict resolved, a marriage repaired, or a wounded person freed from bitterness. Those are beautiful desires. But even beautiful desires can become dangerous when the minister starts forcing outcomes. In Leviticus 10, Nadab and Abihu offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. Their act reminds us that God cares not only about the goal of worship, but also about the way people approach Him. In peace fire ministry, we do not use pressure to create peace. We do not use manipulation to create repentance. We do not use shame to create forgiveness. We do not use spiritual language to control another person's timing. The Peace Fire Coach Minister helps people return to Christ. The minister does not become Christ. This means we must examine our methods. Do we rush the client because we feel uncomfortable with unresolved conflict? Do we push confrontation because we want a visible success story? Do we quote scripture in a way that silences honest grief? Do we call someone bitter when they are actually trying to become safe? Do we pressure the harmed person to reconcile before there is repentance, accountability, or wisdom? Strange fire often hides behind urgency. It says, "This must be fixed now." Peace fire says, "Let us seek Christ, tell the truth, and discern the next faithful step." Strange fire often hides behind control. It says, "I know exactly what must happen." Peace fire says, "God is at work and I must stay in my role." Strange fire often hides behind spiritual confidence. It says, "Because I mean well, my method must be right." Peace fire says, "Evan, my desire to help must be surrendered to Jesus." The Peace Fire Coach Minister learns to ask, "Am I helping this person rely on Christ, or am I trying to manage the outcome myself?" That question protects the minister. It protects the client. It protects the ministry. The goal is not passivity. The goal is faithful obedience. There are times to speak truth. There are times to confront. There are times to set boundaries. There are times to refer. There are times to pause. There are times to pray and wait. But in every case, the fire matters. A right concern pursued with the wrong fire can still spread harm. So today, ask the Lord to examine not only your goals, but your methods. Where are you tempted to force what only God can form? Where are you tempted to control what should be surrendered? Where are you tempted to use Christian words without the patience, gentleness, humility, and wisdom of Christ? A Peace Fire Coach Minister resists strange fire by returning again and again to the presence of God. That is where ministry begins. That is where peace is formed. And that is where the next faithful step becomes clear.